This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. The Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters, or GLCL, is a writer's center in Grand Rapids. Robert Russell, GLCL's Director of Development, talks about their mission to encourage, promote, and celebrate the literary endeavors of writers in the Great Lakes region.
We are a nonprofit writer's center located in Grand Rapids, right on Wealthy Street, Wealthy and Eastern, on what is called the Wealthy Corridor. And we are dedicated to promoting and encouraging and really just celebrating the craft of writing and everything around with that, all the endeavors that writers have going on, and really the importance of the literary arts in the Great Lakes region. I mean, I think the literary arts is, we all do at GLCL believe that the literary arts are just fantastic and they are crucial to a well-balanced life. And it's something that I think even if you're not a writer, you can appreciate the literary arts. And we're just passionate about trying to create and foster this dynamic community of writers and readers and students and everyone in between in not only the Great Lakes region, but Grand Rapids, especially since this is where we're located.
Take me back a little bit in history. How did it come to be? Who brought this together? And I'm wondering, what was that trigger? Did they see some kind of a void in the community that this filled?
So Ronnie Devlin, who is our president, she owned and operated a bookstore where our current space is. And after the bookstore closed, you know, she really saw this need of a nonprofit writer center that nobody else was doing and still isn't doing in the way that we're doing. And it was a really beautiful niche that she felt needed to be filled. You know, one of the main goals that we do, you know, we offer so much different types of programming. I mean, all across the board and all, you know, towards teens and young adults and non-traditional writers, you name it. But one of the things we really try to do is not to duplicate what bookstores and libraries and other nonprofits are doing. We want to be a little different that way. And I think that was her vision to begin with, was how can we further reach the literary community of West Michigan, of Grand Rapids, of the Great Lakes region in ways that other people aren't?
And what is your role there?
So I am the director of development. Mm-hmm. I started in January of 2016, so earlier this year. Okay. Before that, I had known Ronnie for a little bit. I run and manage a Michigan-based small press and literary journal on the side. So we've done a little bit of work together in the past. And
is that now a part of GLCL, or are you still?
It's a separate thing that's still going on in its own thing. So, but our missions were very similar. And I think Ronnie and I got brought together because she is so tirelessly passionate about the Great Lakes region. And I am too. You know, like a lot of people, I hated Grand Rapids growing up. I was born and raised there, you know, and not just Grand Rapids. I think people tend to hate where they grow up, right? And, you know, when I was a kid, I dreamed of mountains and oceans, and I didn't really appreciate what we had here. And I moved all over the world. And, you know, when I got a little older, I started really realizing, you know, Michigan is beautiful, and there's all this wealth of talent here. And West Michigan, especially, as you know, in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids and all over West Michigan. And, you know, in the last 10 years, Grand Rapids has changed so much, and the arts.
It has,
really. And the arts have been so responsible for this revitalization, I think. And, you know, we really came together I think with our mutual love and passion for what people outside of the region see or don't see. You know, the Midwest and the Great Lakes regions tend to be overlooked. You know, we're flyover country to people. Mm-hmm. And we really connected, I think, on that level, that we have a lot to give. We have a lot of, you know, a wealth of tremendous talent in the Grand Rapids area, especially and around that area as well, too, that we really want to help focus on. So I came on, like I said, in January as director of development. And my goal is, you know, not only to help plan the strategic development of where we're going to go and try to reach a wider audience and get more people involved in what we're doing, but come up with additional programming and new programming and talk to the communities and, you know, help organize fundraisers and really just get us out there to the nth degree so more people know about who we are and what our mission is.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Cinta Astars. Rob Russell not only works with GLCL, he also teaches creative writing, and he's found that the literary arts may be one of the more overlooked arts, or at very least, thought of as tedious. He means to change that.
The literary arts tend to get overlooked. People, you know, they think of writing, and I've taught in the past as well, too, and I've taught writers at the college level, and you know, a lot of times people look at writing, and not even creative writing, but any kind of writing, as ugh, I don't want to do that. They have this, you know, I think writing is one of those things that we force upon people in a bad way. We don't really, in schools when they're younger, allow them to be creative and explore it as an art form. Mm-hmm. And it is an art form.
Yeah.
You know, and as I mentioned kind of earlier, we, Ronnie and I, and everyone at GLCL, we really, really, really believe that writing is crucial to a well-balanced life. I mean, it touches on all aspects of the human condition, which I know sounds cheesy, but I think that's true, and we believe that. And I think it does in a way that other people can't do. I mean, even if you never publish your work, anyone can sit down and write their thoughts, and I think that's very therapeutic and very cathartic,
yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing. Not everyone can sit down and paint and mm-hmm. be happy with it. And I think that's kind of what separates the arts, is that if you know how to write anything, if you know how to read anything, you can put your thoughts down. And it's not necessarily about getting published. It's about getting your thoughts down and understanding yeah. yourself better and understanding the community you're in better.
Is there anything about the Great Lakes region that you mentioned that you've lived in a lot of different places as well that makes writing in this area different than in other areas?
You're starting to see in the last couple of years this sort of adherence to regionalism that, especially in the Midwest and Great Lakes areas, that hasn't been here before. You know, historically, when people talk about regionalism in literature, you think of Southern literature or East Coast or West Coast. And, you know, there have been Midwestern and Great Lakes authors, but historically, what do? They move to Los Angeles. They move to New York. You know, they want to get away from here and go to the big city. And you're starting to really see people embrace the small towns, you know, life on a sleepy community on Lake Michigan, you know, farm community. I mean, any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really exciting. And I think, you know, born and bred Midwesterner, you know, Midwestern people are some of the greatest people on earth. We are so kind. We take care of another. We help nurture each other even when no one's asking to. We're very generous, I think, with our time. But we're also very private. And I think that's what's taken so long for all of us to sort of embrace our lives, is that we realize it's okay to sort of talk about this stuff. And it took a little bit longer than I think it did for other regions to do that. So we have this wealth of stories, of histories, of mythologies that people outside this region don't really know. And I think that's what's really, really exciting, and people are starting to realize, is that people want to read this stuff. They want to eat this stuff up. I mean, Bonnie Jo Campbell is a perfect example. I mean, she, National Book Award nominated author. She writes about, you know, the Kalamazoo, Western Michigan areas, and people love it.
I'm Cinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Robert Russell, Director of Development at the Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.